Virgin Australia says its major shake-up has pushed the airline to a full-year loss. Virgin took a $100 million hit from a fast-tracked restructure that saw the company add business class seats, switch to a new ticketing system, and make two big acquisitions. The airline made a net loss of $98 million last financial year. It also booked $48 million in carbon costs as it boosted capacity. Chief Executive John Borghetti says the loss came during the most aggressive competition in the aviation industry in the last two decades. Falling sales in Australia and Europe have contributed to a 17.5% slide in Harvey Norman's full-year profit. The furniture and electrical retailer made $142 million after tax in the last financial year. Globally, the company's sales were down 3%. Was to the market reaction, and there was mixed sentiment in response to the profit numbers. Harvey Norman shares ended up 4.5%, Virgin Australia shares dipped 3.7%, and Telstra managed some solid gains. After a slow start, the broader Australian share market headed to a strong finish with banks driving the gains. The All Ords added 0.8%, as did the ASX 200 index. Across the region, most markets are weaker. Japan's Nikkei has slipped 0.5%. And on currency markets, the Australian dollar is recovering against the greenback. It's buying 89.44 US cents.